Live from the studios at 33rd and Burt, it's time for Live and Local. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's wonderful to have the company. We appreciate you, whether you're listening on 91.5 FM or at KIOS.org. You are always welcome and always appreciated. The Omaha Community Foundation does a lot of things. It's a great repository for numerous charities that they help raise money for all of these different charities, but they do something else that is directly to the community and outreach. The Landscape and the Voices of the Landscape are two projects that you can be involved in to help shape the landscape of Omaha. Devin Owens, the digital content strategist, is here with us today. Devin, great to have you here.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Wonderful of you to come in here. Well, first of all, let's talk about your role. You're a digital content strategist. What does that do?
Yes, so the best way to explain it is think about anything that lives online and then has to do with text or social media, branding. I'm really pulling all of the content together for the foundation and delivering it to the community.
Okay. Now, I've heard of the project, The Landscape. That project has happened in years in the past. Mm-hmm. And now we have Voices of the Landscape. Can you kind of set up the situation for us here? What is The Landscape? And then I'm guessing Voices of the Landscape is kind of Landscape 2.0, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. So The Landscape is a community indicator project where we're examining 8 areas of community life. So we're looking at health, neighborhoods, workforce, transportation, safety, education, arts and culture, and civic engagement. And so we're measuring this in the Omaha Council Bluff area, and this is using data that's publicly available. And the insight that we're using from our residents is from Voices of the Landscape. So they really go hand in hand together. So then Voices of the Landscape is an opportunity for folks in the Omaha Council Bluff area to be a part and add their voice to something bigger. So they can tell us about their experiences, tell us how they're feeling about a question that we pose, and really just share their thoughts and connect with a fellow residents.
Well, let's talk about some of these questions. So the idea is that, just to kind of recap, the idea is that normal citizens right out here in Omaha, mm-hmm, go on out to this website, Voices of the Landscape, and they answer some questions about their particular community in order to help the Omaha Community Foundation understand the quality of life?
Yeah. So the data that we use, I mean, it's really like census data. And so what I like to say is that data feels very cold. It's very disconnected. While it does represent a portion of it, those stories and those experiences that we hear from residents really go hand in hand, allow us to have a full picture of what's happening in our community. And so by answering those questions, we're better able to understand, like, oh, okay, if you don't have access to fresh and healthy foods, what is your experience? Tell us more about that. And that's what Voices of the Landscape invites residents to do.
Okay, so like a couple of example questions. Do you have someone you can depend on? Are you proud of your neighborhood? Are you safe in your neighborhood? Are you hopeful for your child's future? These are some of the questions that folks are able to answer. And is it a yes or no thing, or do they write something as well?
Mm-hmm. So new this year, we've actually really taken a lot of notes from social media. So we know that people love to participate in polls, and we really wanted to make it a low barrier experience for folks. So whether they're scrolling on their smartphone or, you know, happen to see the advertisement on Facebook, we really want it to be like a click, and then if you feel compelled, tell us more, add your voice. So those questions, you know, you can simply click yes or no, and then you're able to see in real time how many other people have answered and what your fellow residents are thinking. Are you in line with the majority, or are you part of the minority? And then perhaps even that can encourage you to, like, oh, let me share a little bit more about this. Do I have someone to depend on? And it's really interesting to see those findings in live time and be able to scroll through and see the comments from your fellow residents and neighbors, because you're able to upload a picture, your email, information like that. So we're able to say, like, oh, okay, I may or may not know that person, but they have a shared experience. And it's really about connecting people.
Ultimately, as we look at the big picture, as this data is aggregated, collected, and put through the mill, what is the goal? What are we seeking to accomplish for the community of Omaha Council Bluffs and the surrounding areas?
Mm-hmm. I would definitely say the goal is to, one, use the data that we have and the experiences to help make funding decisions to make Omaha better for everybody, the Omaha Council Bluffs area, but also just to start to put together a story. I think a lot of times residents don't feel like they have a voice. They don't feel like they can be a part of something bigger than themselves. So this is really an open, a free public platform where anyone in our community can come and share their experience in a safe place. And then, like I said, connect with others who may be experiencing the same thing.
So almost at some level, the hope that it becomes a sub-online community, like Omaha Community Foundation's little Facebook area, if you will, right? I mean, to use an analogy?
Mm-hmm, yep. I think that's a good way to put it. And, you know, like I said earlier, we're definitely trying to make it like a social media experience. So like I said, you can do the yes or no voting. And now that when you see somebody else's comment, you can actually click a heart and like it, just like
okay.
Facebook. So that's something that we added this year, just to add a little bit of fun. And so that way, even, you know, I find myself when I'm on social media, I'm like, oh yeah, I don't have anything else to say, but I agree with that.
Outstanding. She is Devin Owens. She's the digital content strategist for the Landscape, Voices of the Landscape, and the Omaha Community Foundation. What's a website people should go to?
Yes. To add your voice, you can go to thelandscapeomaha.org/yourvoice.
Outstanding. All Things Considered continues.